John Sullivan, date of birth 12/10/34, date of service 1/18/13, hospital follow-up, accompanied by his on and off girlfriend of 30 years, Phyllis. John is having more problems with dementia, including his memory. He's not remembering to take his sugar consistently, reliably, and I've discussed this with his endocrinologist, Dr. Cohen. Sometimes he'll only have 5 or 6 glucometer readings between visits. He asserts that he's taking his insulin on a regular basis, but his A1Cs remain exceptionally elevated in the 12 range. In the hospital, he had good control of his sugar. He had presented with change in mental status, possibly from reactive hypoglycemia, and had visions of people being in the shower stall when they were not there and had barricaded himself inside. He admits to having some anxieties. Apparently somebody was killed in his area in the recent past. He knows that he should be 24 hours supervised if he is to stay at home. The family has started to make arrangements for care of several of his children as well as Phyllis. I've given him the names of agencies and individuals that he can contact for additional help. He's adamant about no assisted living, nursing home, or adult daycare facilities. Only medication change while in the hospital was the addition of Risperdal 1 milligram at HS. When he was taking it further during the day, he became quite somnolent. New paragraph. He is getting care from Metro West Home Care. He may be somebody who would be a candidate for a pill dispenser. He has a follow-up with Dr. Cohen scheduled. Blood pressure today, 126.84, temperature 98.2, pulse 72, weight is 180, 6-week follow-up.